Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, here we go. It's hour number 2. Live in Los Angeles, it's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. In about 5 minutes, Daniel Jeremiah was an NFL scout for the Browns, the Eagles, the Ravens. He does the Chargers radio. He's a super smart guy. I'll ask him about my Herd hierarchy. So this is, I think it's understood. I've had the same team number one. I really like Buffalo. I like everything about Buffalo. I like the fact they have 9 defensive linemen that plan a rotation. I love their quarterback. I like their coach. I think they've solved their pass rush over the last 2 drafts. They also are improving on the offensive line. Their running backs are kind of okay. Sometimes Josh Allen's their best running threat. But this I feel like the Herd hierarchy should be one team, and then everybody else is within a field goal. I feel like it's inches, and then the Bills are feet. Like, the Bills are better than people. Like, that game against Kansas City, I didn't even think they played brilliantly, and they completely crushed them. So let's go to our Herd hierarchy. I think you know who number one is. Here we go.
Herd hierarchy.
Time is now. Let's go.
The top 10 NFL teams according to college. Number 10.
All right. I'm going to put Kansas City at 10. Here's what worries me. They're tied for the most turnovers in the league with Jacksonville. They've gotten sloppy. Their defense is allowing over 7 yards a play. That's on pace to be the worst in league history. How do you beat them? Keep Mahomes as a spectator. You can't give up 7 yards a play. Mahomes has 6 picks this year. So the protection I'm worried about, the sloppiness, they're bad situationally, but they can win a lot of fireworks shows. So they're still in the list. I put them at number 10, Kansas City.
Number 9.
I'm going to move Cleveland up despite a loss, because I think if Cleveland played the Chiefs today, I think they could beat them, and they did control them for 2.5 quarters at Arrowhead. They're the number 1 rushing team in the league. I still like that. I thought they should have won the Chargers game. I didn't like the PI call, but they've now blown 2 10-plus point leads. That's a problem. Also, Mayfield's third career loss when his team scores 40 points. So, again, I think Baker, when he doesn't have to throw, can throw. When he's forced to throw, he's not as efficient, so I put Cleveland at 10.
Number 8.
The team I dropped the most was the Packers. I have watched them be outplayed for long stretches by Cincinnati and Detroit this year. They're 4-1, but the only team that's 4-1 that has four wins with a negative point differential. I've seen them get blown out. I see them struggle with the Bengals and the Lions. They're just not quite right on special teams. They got very conservative with play calling this week. That worries me. Their offensive line's okay, not as good as last year. They are wildly dependent on Davante Adams. They don't have a two. That worries me. So I know they're a good team, but man, they need Davante Adams to be special every Sunday. And so I only put them at 8.
Number 7.
I think the Chargers do more things well than Green Bay right now, so I edge him ahead. Listen, here's the thing with Herbert. He's getting better. Like, he could be better this Sunday than last Sunday. He's got three straight games with three touchdown passes and 100-plus passer rating. I still think you can run on this team. That's why I can't have him in the top 5. That concerns me, and I think they have to address that in the draft, get beefier through the middle of the defense. But there's not a lot not to like. They have an emerging star at quarterback. He appears to be getting better. And by the way, Rashawn Slater at left tackle is not just the best rookie offensive lineman. He's in the argument for the best left tackle this morning in the NFL. And then Asante Samuel is an absolute home run. So they took a good roster. Herbert, Asante, Rashawn are stars, not paying anybody anything. It is a bright future.
Number 6.
I don't move the Buccaneers. I keep them at 6. Number 1 passing offense, but the worst passing defense. Now, this weekend, they look fantastic, but you're thinking the same thing I am. They're winning games, but they're just not quite right defensively. So Brady looked fantastic. They've got a ton of weapons. We know they'll be around in the end, especially the top of the NFC that is weaker. But their greatest strength is they're on pace to have three receivers for over 1,000 yards. They can win like Kansas City, but with a better defense. They're not quite right yet.
Number 5.
Ravens. Now, I dropped them from 2 to 5. I think they're becoming a little dependent on Lamar Jackson being amazing. They were outplayed last night for 3 quarters. At least 2.5 quarters, they were outplayed. They were outplayed completely by Detroit. So I love Lamar. And I said this. He's lightning. You never know how it's going to go or look, but it's art. There's something about the unpredictability of it. But boy, they're becoming incredibly reliant on him saving them. It's the largest comeback, 19 points, by the way, in Lamar's career. He's overcome 10-plus point deficits in 3 of his last 7 games. So we can bury that narrative. He's fine coming from behind.
Number 4.
The Rams by an inch. Listen, this is where I give them credit. All 4 of the Rams' wins have come against teams that made the playoffs last year. So they're beating real football teams. Stafford has been a little inconsistent, but here's another number that Vegas loves. They're averaging almost 7 yards a play, 6.7 yards. That's a big deal in Vegas. That moves the number. They are wildly explosive, but they can also do the details well and get short yards. So I put them at 4.
Number 3.
Arizona. I mean, didn't play particularly well and still won. That's a sign of a good team. They play Cleveland this week. Good luck, Cleveland. I think Kyler Murray is the story here. First year, he was dynamic with his legs. Okay, passer. Second year, took away some of the mistakes as a passer. Third year, he's now an elite passer with the legs. They also went out and got leaders like a J.J. Watt. So I like teams that score a lot that have a pass rush. That's what Peyton Manning and Bill Polian built. We knew we were going to lead a lot of games, so we got to get pass rushers because you got to throw to beat us. So they have a combination here. The big play offense, the pass rushers on the other side, Arizona at 3.
Number 2.
I'm going to be honest with you. Dallas is the only team that has not played poorly this year. In their only loss, they outplayed Tampa. They outplayed the Chargers. And by the way, they're 28-0 when they have more rush attempts than pass attempts in the Dak era. Well, what does that tell you? Well, right now they've got Zeke playing great with juice and Tony Pollard, and the O-line's healthy. So this team, we've always said, all quarterbacks are better when they throw 32 times, not 58 like Ben last year. But now they're running the ball, 2 backs, That just amplifies their ability to score on the perimeter and improving tight end unit. You tell me, my eyes don't lie. They basically, in the last 2 years, have hit four home runs in the draft from CeeDee Lamb, got Micah Parsons, defensive lineman from UCLA. They've got Trayvon Diggs. Folks, these are four new stars on this team. I got them at two.
Number one.
Had them last week, have them this week. I don't think it's particularly close. I think they beat Dallas by a touchdown. I think Buffalo's fantastic. Last 2 years, pass rush has been an issue. It's no longer an issue. Seven plays of over 20 yards against Kansas City. They are not a great running team, I guess, in the salary cap era. You can't be a perfect team. So you could say if you force them to run, well, they don't necessarily, they're not forced to run much. I will say this. I thought it was impressive to go on the road and hammer Kansas City, and Stephon Diggs was not that valuable because I think he's arguably the best receiver in the NFL. So there it is. There, Joy, you have any big disagreements, anything that just drives you nuts here?
Nothing drives me nuts. I would swap Arizona and Dallas. Arizona is undefeated.
You're such a Cowboy hater.
They did. The Cowboys are good this year, and I don't know why everyone didn't see it.
Well, I didn't. I didn't.
Well, Dak is back.
Well, and they...
And they're made some huge changes on defense.
Yep. Dan
Quinn did not sit there and ride it out, and that I think they deserve credit for being aggressive.
All right. You know Daniel Jeremiah, scout three times, Chargers broadcaster. He's going to join us live. NFL Network, super smart dude. All right, herd hierarchy, what part of it's nonsense? I moved Green Bay way back. I just don't think, I said this with Tampa, they're good, they're just not quite right. Like Dallas feels like all their units, they got it right. Anything in the herd hierarchy you dismiss, you didn't like?
I'll tell you what, Colin, it might be surprising, but having called the Charger games and look at their schedule and who I've seen this year, and that's the Chiefs, the Cowboys, the Browns. The Browns are the most talented team that I've studied this year that the Chargers have played. That includes the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, wow. That was a Dallas Cowboys team that ran the ball really well against the Chargers. They scored 20 points in that game. So they've been putting 40 on just about everybody else. But seeing them up close and studying them, that's a good team. But I thought the Browns are a more talented team even than the Dallas Cowboys, particularly in the trenches. That team is really good. You know, and Baker's not at the level as those other top quarterbacks. He's not. And when you get in that in the playoffs, you're going to have to see Mahomes and potentially Herbert and Josh Allen. He's not in that group. I'm telling you, Colin, the rest of that roster is loaded.
Let me ask you this, because I got some pushback from Michael Vick. I said, listen, there's no way Justin Herbert on a 3rd and 10 would run the ball. Brandon Staley would not run the ball on the line. I don't want to be anti-Baker here, but coaches tell us what they think of their personnel by what they do and what they call on later downs. I did not love that. They took the ball out of his hands. You were broadcasting the game. What did you make of that move by Cleveland?
So when I saw it live, I kind of left the stadium thinking, okay, there's two plays that tell you all you need to know about this game. You have the Browns with a chance to try and put the game away, running the football on 3rd and 10. You have early in the third quarter going for it twice on 4th down, the second of which was 4th and 7, and you put the ball in Herbert's hands, and he makes things happen. Now, when I went back and watched the tape, Colin, I'm not so sure that Baker didn't check himself into that run because the way the Chargers were lined up, there was a big bubble. There was a big hole on the left side. Chenna Nwosu ended up kind of rotating over late. So I think he thought they were going to pop a run, and I thought Baker might have audibled that. That wasn't the biggest takeaway when watching the tape. The biggest takeaway watching the tape was when you go watch the 2-minute drill at the end.
Yeah.
With that type of time, and you take the elite quarterbacks, the special quarterbacks, they're going to get right down the field. And it was check down,
yes.
And then a couple Hail Marys. They had time to do work in the middle of the field, and he wouldn't take shots. That was, to me, the biggest takeaway. And I think Coach Stefanski or someone after the game said, well, we had two backup tackles, and the Chargers hit him one time. Derwin James hit him one time in that game. Those backup tackles played really well. So that to me was a little bit of the difference between Baker and some of the upper tier guys you're going to see in the playoffs.
So Eagles, Browns, Ravens, you were a scout. So I said this, I don't have a problem admitting I'm wrong. I do a Colin Wright, Colin Wrong every Monday. I got a problem with it. I had my doubts about Lamar. He looked skinny. He took big hits. He had a weird throwing motion. And his first year in the league, I'm like, it doesn't look, I'm not sure this is going to work. But I can acknowledge that he came back the next year stronger. He had traps. He was big. He takes fewer hits. The throwing's getting better. You were a scout, so I had my doubts. But I also had my doubts on Josh Allen. I said he could be great or he could be awful. He struggles with accuracy. Where were you when Lamar came in, and where are you now as a former scout?
Well, I had Lamar, if I'm not mistaken, I think is like my 30th to 31st player rated in that draft. So he's in my top 32, but obviously way too low. The guy's been an MVP. He's taking the team to the playoffs every year. He's a superstar. We saw that again last night. This is kind of the lesson I've learned in looking at quarterback mistakes that I've made, Colin, and that's being too low on Mahomes, being too low on Lamar, being a little bit too low on Justin Herbert. Those guys, Josh Allen, a little bit too low on Josh Allen. Now, to me, when you look at those guys, they're all incredibly talented. And then they had flaws in their game, each and every one of them, but they're hard workers and they're intelligent. So when you have the talent, the intelligence, and the work ethic, the lesson that I've learned is those guys figure it out.
Yeah.
It might take a couple years like it did for Josh Allen, but you bet on those. That's why I bet on Trey Lance. And I know, you know, we'll see some ups and downs from him early in his career, and I'm sure some people will punt on Trey Lance. But he's talented, he's hardworking, and he's intelligent. Yeah. And that's been the lesson that I've learned.
Yeah. By the way, on the Carson Wentz situation, I want to give Indy some love here because their schedule softens. They're going to win a bunch of games here over the next 2 months. I don't think he's the problem, Daniel. I watched him last night. Again, he is, I mean, Lamar just overwhelms the room. But I do think this morning, and they may not stay on him forever, you know what I think the Colts' issue is? And we were talking about this before. In the NFL, it's not just having good players. You have to have the right positions. Left tackle, corner, wide receiver.
Edge rusher. Yeah.
The Colts aren't special at the key positions. I think Wentz has some special. Your takeaway, that's my problem with the Colts, is they don't have the great left tackle, the great corner, the great number one receiver. I think Wentz has been fine. What's the tape say?
Yeah, I was thinking the big winner from that game last night was Mitchell Trubisky. Because you're watching that game and you're saying, okay, I saw Carson Wentz play good football once upon a time. And then it has really fallen off. And the Colts bet, you know what, if we can fix the environment around him, get him more comfortable, we can bring that great player out of him or that great play out of him. Trubisky, when you go back and look at him with the Bears, that 1 year where they went to the playoffs, he played pretty well. And then he has kind of fallen off a cliff. And I think this is showing, hey, let's be patient with some of these guys. Getting a new opportunity, some new voices, in this case, familiar voices. You can see their talent come out. But yeah, to me, watching that game last night was the best I've seen Carson in quite some time. But me and Bucky were talking about this on the podcast today, though, Colin. Think about, you said the schedule gets lighter. Let's just say for some reason they have more games like this one where Carson plays really well and they lose. And now you're staring at that number. If you get 70% of the snaps, you forego your first-round pick to the Philadelphia Eagles. If you thought people got upset when the Philadelphia Eagles laid down in that last week against the Washington football team, what would happen if the Colts were to sit down Carson Wentz, who was playing well at the end of the year, to make sure they don't end up losing a first-round pick? Can you imagine that conversation?
I want to go back because Lamar and Herbert face each other this week. It's going to be, you know, the game of the week.
They pay me to call these games, by the way. Don't tell anybody. I can't believe I'm getting paid to watch Justin Herbert every week against these guys.
So I want to talk about Herbert. Is that I was talking to Mark Trestman, used to coach the Bears, and he said Herbert's easier to coach than Mahomes. He goes, Mahomes has more gifts, but you've got to rein some of them in. He said with Herbert, his footwork and his composure and his pocket awareness, it's kind of magical. You're part of the organization for the Chargers. How does his greatness early, does it change how ownership views things, how Tom Telesco, the GM, view things? I mean, when you hit a home run to this level this early, does it kind of change how you operate going forward?
I joke about it with Tom Telesco on the team playing all the time. I go, man, you got the easy part now. Once you got this dude, and you've got this, you hit on this massive home run with Justin Herbert. Now you can go out and buy the rest. You know, you've got the foundation of the house in place. You can go get some drapes. I mean, that's no big deal.
Right.
But they put the ball in his hands. They trust him. And I think a lot's been made about Staley's aggressiveness. Well, there's a reason he's aggressive, because he trusts this kid and he has given him reason to believe. So yeah, what he's doing is rare. And the difference between him and Mahomes, in my opinion, is that with Herbert, you're getting all this excitement and this explosiveness without some of that recklessness that Mahomes can kind of drift into. This kid doesn't play reckless. He's where he's supposed to be in the pocket. He's on time with his throws. You design a shot play, he hits it. You might get a little more pizzazz with Mahomes and some of the scrambling around, some of the wild stuff, but you got to live with some of the reckless mistakes. Herbert, the three games in a row, Colin's got 11 touchdowns, no picks against three really good teams. And it's not like you're sitting there going, wow, he got away with that one. Like, he doesn't make bad decisions. It's been incredible.
By the way, I want to do one college question as a former scout for three teams. Yeah. Spencer Rattler. So I watched the Oklahoma game this weekend. He's supposed to be Mr. Wonderful. The backup comes in, and I thought, well, the backup's better than the starting guy, and I don't know if it's particularly close. I mean, just arm, composure, accuracy. Is Spencer Rattler, like, no longer a first-round pick?
Well, you know, I'm always careful on this because everybody's got their job to do, right? And so I watched three games on Spencer Rattler over the summer. I wrote a little thing on NFL.com, and I said he's not in the same class as the other Oklahoma quarterbacks. There's a lot of room for growth there. I thought at the ultimate upside for him was you're looking at a Jeff Garcia type player.
Yeah, I get that.
So I don't know. Like, I know, I guess there's other places where you was talk of him being the first overall pick. I never saw that. I never viewed him as that. I think that's an unfair expectation to put on him. But I watched that game. I haven't watched the tape of it, but I watched it on TV, and there was a noticeable difference when the other kid came in, the young freshman came in there. I was like, okay, that looks different. And if I'm Lincoln Riley, I don't know. It's just, if that kid's the future, let's go right now.
Daniel Jeremiah, Chargers scout. Great seeing you, my man.
Thanks. Hey, Joy.
Hey, DJ.
Yeah, they work together. Amazon stuff Thursday nights, they're a big deal. So you should watch their stuff. That's Thursday nights. You, him, Bucky Brooks. And where do you do it? On Amazon?
Prime Video.
Prime Video.
And on Twitch.
All right, I got that at home. It's the blue one with the arrow thing. Yeah, all right. Everything's colors to me.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it. because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
This week, Thursday Night Football is on Fox. Tom Brady and the Bucs are on a roll, but Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, and the Eagles might have something special for them in Philly. Thursday, 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific on Fox, NFL Network, and streaming on Prime Video.
I'm going to get to Jalen Hurts in a second because there's something brewing in my head and it makes me think about it, but I want to start with this. So Rex Ryan is a former Jets coach and Bills coach. It's funny, I don't remember the Bills years much. I remember the Jets years a lot. They were a much better team. So against Bill Belichick, he's 4-12 in the regular season, 5-12, I guess if you count the playoffs or something like that. That's his record, 5-12 against Belichick, whatever it is, regular season, postseason, whatever. He's had some success, but his brand now at ESPN is anti-Bill and anti-Patriots. I've been in this business 30 years. I can see when somebody over the course of 2 years, they have a new brand. He's just anti-Bill all the time. And now it's easy to beat up on Bill because he lost the best quarterback that's ever played, and he's in a division with Josh Allen, so Bill's going to lose. He's going to lose a lot of games to Buffalo, at least. So Rex Ryan came out, and he was ripping Mac Jones. His quote was, "Patriots won't make the playoffs with him. He's a pea shooter at quarterback." That's somebody that doesn't have a big arm. "When the ball travels down the field more than 15 yards, it's bad news for the guy. He's like Danny Werfel." So let me start with this. I covered Danny Werfel in college. That's how old I am. Mac Jones is 1,000 times better than Danny Werfel. Danny Werfel was not an NFL quarterback. He was not an NFL backup quarterback. Mac Jones, I think, is a really, really medium to low-end NFL starting quarterback. But the reason I don't have really strong opinions on Mac Jones is because you and I predicted what we thought Mac Jones would be. And he's exactly what we thought he was. He's the opposite of Lamar Jackson. He's got a low ceiling. He's not very athletic. He can't take average players and make them great. If it's not on script, it's not going to work. He's exactly what you thought. He's exactly what I thought. When you have a low ceiling, it's pretty easy, and you go into a really strong system, it's pretty easy to predict what you're going to be. The guys that are hard to predict are Lamar and Josh Allen, where they have wildly high ceilings, but boy, they need the right coach. I mean, if Josh Allen goes to the Jaguars, he's not beating Kansas City in Kansas City. If Lamar goes to the Jaguars, you think he's going to be this good? Baltimore and Buffalo have great ecosystems for those guys to flourish. Those are the guys that are hard to guess. Mac Jones is easy. You nailed it. You predicted it. You nailed it. In a system without great wide receivers, he's efficient and steady, and that's kind of what he can do. He can't make anything out of nothing, and that's what Lamar's specialty is. And so the idea that he's Danny Werfel is it's just not doesn't make any sense. Danny Werfel, and maybe that's why Rex isn't coaching. He had bad personnel vibes or something, because that's not close. All right. One more thing. So Kyler Murray is the third player in NFL history with 1,500 pass yards and a 75% completion percentage in the first five games of the season. You know what's interesting? Who he joins? Peyton Manning and Drew Brees. And this is interesting, and it makes me think about Jalen Hurts. I would have never guessed this was going to happen his rookie year. When you can run around Kyler, Josh Allen, Lamar, it buys you time, 2 or 3 years, Russell Wilson, to figure out playing the quarterback position from the pocket. That's really hard. Running around when you're fast isn't. Figuring out how to play quarterback in the pocket is really hard. And so that's why I thought about Jalen Hurts this morning. I thought, I got to slow down on Jalen Hurts. Because there's a little bit of all those quarterbacks, Josh Allen, Russell Wilson, looks a little lost in the pocket, but is running around and making plays. I'm going to be more patient on Jalen Hurts. Coming up on FS1, White Sox Astros game 4. If you want to keep watching the herd, flip over right now to FS2. And with that, Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, aside from that amazing game last night, we got some other news around the NFL. John Gruden stepped down as the coach of the Las Vegas Raiders football team hours after the New York Times detailed emails in which he made homophobic and misogynistic remarks following an earlier report that he made racist statements about Zamora Smith, the director of the NFL PA. So Rich Bisaccia will be the interim head coach now for the Raiders. He is the special teams coordinator. This all happened very quickly.
Yes.
Once the New York Times article was released, it was during a seven year period
oh, yeah,
of time. Gruden criticized Roger Goodell. He talked about the concussion protocols. He called Goodell a homophobic slur, obviously talked about Zamora Smith. He wanted Eric Reed fired for kneeling, suggested that the NFL shouldn't have pressured Jeff Fisher to draft Michael Sam, the first openly gay player that was in the league. Pretty much covered every base for anything that you would offend someone for.
I mean, at some point, ripping the commissioner on email, which is not smart. It's just not.
Well, I mean, when you live your life without any consequences or repercussions for anything that you do, you tend to not think about what could possibly happen when you rip the commissioner of the league that you cover. At this point, he wasn't coaching in the NFL. He was covering the NFL. But yeah, that's generally how these things go. I have to be honest, none of this surprised me. We're at the point in life where this is my existence. Like, I operate in this space where I have experienced these things so much that it no longer surprises me. Like, this is a reality for people. So to me, my reaction is, one, the NFL did the right thing. The Raiders did the right thing in moving
on.
Yeah,
you had to move on. Yeah.
It's one thing to make a mistake. It's another thing to have a pattern of behavior over years and years of time. And when you speak this way that consistently
on email,
that is a reflection of not only how you think, but how you behave. So my other reaction to it is an immediate wave of anxiety of, if this is what we're reading in emails, what is happening that we're not seeing? Because this is truly how you think. This is how you view anyone around you that doesn't look or think like you.
Well,
beneath you.
You and I talked about this. Everybody's had a bad tweet. Everybody's had too many cocktails with friends. We're not saying people don't make mistakes. People say nobody's perfect. You and I have never sought perfection.
Nobody's asking for perfection.
No, we're not. We're just saying 7 years, face of the franchise, Chucky dolls in the stands. You are the face of this move. Well, with great power comes great responsibility. 7 years, multiple groups, multiple things, ripping this, ripping that. It's too much. People, this idea, as I said, John canceled himself. People use the cancel culture all the time. People can get in trouble, but they aren't. I think by and large, America will allow mistakes. We've seen a lot of people make mistakes.
Everyone makes mistakes.
But when it's lava flowing out of a volcano for 7 years and it's multiple groups and multiple sources, okay, that's different than you're at a cocktail party, you get lubricated, you say something, you drive home, and your wife's like, you're an idiot, apologize. That's different than this.
There is a big difference between making a mistake and a lifestyle.
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
This is a lifestyle for John Gruden. And when you are, as your point, you're someone who has a lot of power and responsibility. If this is how you think, if this is what you believe, then that's how you hire. That's how you pay people. That's how you treat people.
Right.
You can't separate believing that that people are this way from how you conduct your business. So, and that's the gap that people who are talking about cancel culture are missing. This is who he is. So you think he just shuts that off when it's time to hire people? When it's time to allow people to come into the room, when it's time to take advice and have a diverse workplace, you think he just removes how he feels about LGBTQ people, about women, about black men, about black women? You think he just shuts that off when it's time to make decisions and power? And it's not limited to John Gruden. So while John Gruden is the one who's gone today, let's not forget there were a lot of other names mentioned in this.
Well, yeah, there were.
And this is a result of an investigation of the Washington football team.
Which has been.
Which I'm looking forward to seeing the results of that.
Yeah, that's been a little bit of a clown show for about 10 years.
Yeah. We're not even going to get into what that investigation is about, because if you don't, we don't have enough time, but you can go read that yourself.
Yeah.
This is a result of powerful men who all look the same, being in the room together in a boys' club, not being held accountable for their actions for decades.
Yeah.
And this is what you get. So ever since the Chargers moved to LA, they've been dealing with a lack of home field advantage at their games. We talk about it every time, that there's going to be a large group of the away team fans there. But Brandon Staley thinks that having big stars on the roster will start to draw more fans to the team. He said, I think that most people that watch the game like to see a lot of people touch the ball. They want to see a team that can score a lot of different ways. And I think people show up for stars in pro sports. Our team has a lot of them in terms of guys that the average fan is going to say, that person stands out to me.
Well, he's right. This is not Green Bay where it's the only game in town. So in Los Angeles,
yeah,
where you've got a lot of options, the beach, the mountains, people make good money. They shop, they eat out. Like in Los Angeles, I do believe, I think I've said this to you, Joy, in Los Angeles is one of those cities, it's not that you win, it is how you win.
Yeah.
Like Magic Johnson, Kobe and Shaq. I mean, there's a reason Jerry West knew every Detroit team in my life that's won in the NBA has been a tough team.
Yeah.
Because Detroit's a tough city. Los Angeles teams that win all got stars.
You have to reflect your community.
You have to understand the temperature of your city and what drive. Like, and by the way, you're from Miami. There's a reason they go out and get Jimmy Butler and LeBron, and Shaq.
Yes.
Because it's a distracted market of perfect weather and aqua water. And so, you know, I mean, there is, Pat Riley knows it.
And you also have to win, of course.
Yes.
And that is a big
That's
part of
baseline.
This. That's the baseline.
That's the
baseline, is that you are competitive. But it's easy to wrap your arms around this team. Like, to his point, they have stars. They have good guys. They have an electric way of playing. Justin Herbert is emerging as a star in the league. And I do think that's going to matter here in Los Angeles and just for their brand around the NFL. So I don't think that this will continue as long as it, you know, it has been for the past couple of years. It's their first year in SoFi as well. And it's a distracted market. But I think the winning is what will bring people in and grow the fan base here in LA. They go to Baltimore on Sunday and are currently 3-point underdogs. That is going to be one of the games of the week.
Yeah,
Lamar Jackson.
It's
and
three.
Justin
is it
Herbert.
The line 3.5 or three? At 3.5,
three right now.
Yeah, I think yesterday it may have been 3.5. At 3.5, I'll take the Chargers because they also have an extra day to prep. You know, they lose it on travel. So, but it's going to be wild. You know, we got to be honest here. The Colts outplayed the Ravens for 2.5 quarters. Three.
Well, let's talk about that. Lamar Jackson led the Ravens to a 31-25. Comeback win. It was bleak in the first half.
I mean, it was almost boring.
And I really felt like this was a game the Colts kind of had to
I thought,
win.
Oh, I and I thought they, there was, in my first opinion for the first half was, this is going to be a really boring game. Gruden's the story. The game is awful. And then Lamar kind of changed things.
Yes. Well, John Harbaugh was also extremely impressed with his quarterback.
Performances I've ever seen, you know, and it wasn't easy. I mean, it wasn't like we came out just you know, up and down the field. We had to overcome and fight through some things. He was under pressure. He created plays with his feet. First of all, we've got Lamar Jackson, all right? And then next of all, we got a bunch of guys just like Lamar Jackson with heart and spirit and soul and persistence and all the other things.
Lamar rallied the Ravens from a 25-9 fourth quarter deficit.
Yeah.
Three consecutive touchdown drives ascended to overtime. Fourth straight touchdown drive came in overtime, and he ended the game on a 5-yard toss to Marquise Brown. It was a very exciting game.
You know, it's funny about him. He's so fast. So usually if a player fumbles, I can watch it and go, fumble. But Lamar fumbled, and I'm like, I just have to see it again. Because it went so fast.
Yeah.
I'm like, was his knee down? Was it? And then it's easily down. It wasn't even close to a fumble. But with Lamar, he wiggles in and out of space, and you're like, And he fumbled, and I'm like, I have no idea if that's a real fumble. And then you watch the replay, and it was like, oh, his knee was down easily. It wasn't even close.
I think this is a really big win for Lamar. I'm with you. I don't get the criticism of Lamar. He's young. He's exciting. He
right.
does something the best out of anyone at his position in the league. He's won an MVP. He can obviously throw the ball. That's like a nonsense thing to say at this point. He's obviously capable of throwing the ball.
That's not.
But there was a question about if he can
come from behind.
And he did that. he is a he's just it's very exciting to see all the young stars in league.
By
like
the
Alex
way.
Was talking about all the young stars in Major League Baseball. I feel the same way about the NFL. Like the young quarterbacks, the young stars in this league, it's so easy and fun to root for them.
Remember when people, when the NFL started clamping down on like headshots and over the middle, everybody's like, put a dress on, I can't stand this league. It's like, does anybody understand how much better the league is today than 10 years ago? It's way more fun to watch. The quarterback plays better. Wide receivers now all want to go over the middle.
Yeah.
They all want it. Used to be you had one guy, Michael Irvin, would be like, okay, Michael will go over the middle. Nobody else. Like, you take, by the way, UFC did this as well. When UFC first came out, they were like gouging.
Yeah.
Eye gouging. And it's like, they were like, no, we have to attract people that like fighting, but it's too much. Meathead guys like, put a dress on. It's like, you have to attract the widest group. And the NFL has gotten rid of some of the violence that is bad for the sport.
Well, it's not only just bad for the sport, it's bad for the players. You're going to have stars missing time. It doesn't make any sense. And guess what? The ratings are up and people enjoy it. So they're
up 17%.
Yeah.
Do we like football?
Yes. Yeah.
Even the boycotters are watching football. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards
after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
I love my Faherty clothes, founded by twin brothers, family business, guarantee their clothes for life. Faherty offering 20% off with the code HERD, fahertybrand.com/herd. You know, I, you and I, Joy, have talked about this before. I always laugh at people. No cities get more crap than L.A., New York, and Chicago. Oh, this place is dangerous. It's where all the jobs are. It's where all the revenue in America is, right? Like, the California economy, 40 million people, is bigger than all but four economies in the world. They're countries. Like, China's is bigger. America's is bigger. Japan's is bigger. I don't even know who's ahead of them. It's like there's stuff to do in those cities. Like, it does matter in Los Angeles how you win. Our weather's great. In Buffalo, there's nothing else to do. The weather's terrible. You're locked indoors for 6 months. So the bills become a bigger part of your life. In Green Bay, 6 months, you're locked indoors. The Packers become a huge part of your life. The minute the Rams are not interesting, it's 72 degrees out. I got a beach 4.5 minutes from my house. So in Los Angeles, like Stafford, I talked to Stan Kroenke, the owner of the Rams, about this at a party about a month ago. I said, Stafford feels more like and plays more like the quarterback for our Los Angeles football team. Goff felt small. Nice kid, felt small. Stafford feels big. You need a star at quarterback. And it's like with the Dodgers. It's like Mookie Betts and Max Scherzer. Yeah, that feels like a Los Angeles baseball team should. Nothing against Mac Muncy, but like Mookie Betts is a star. And Max Scherzer at the break. Clayton Kershaw is a star. And it does matter here. So like Los Angeles right now is in a very unique space in sports. All of our teams win. All of them. Clippers, Lakers, Dodgers, Rams, Chargers. And they're all driven by stars. I mean, you say the Chargers, but Herbert now is a star. Bosa's a star. Don't kid yourself. Mike Williams, these guys are emerging as stars because Herbert's making everybody look better. So whenever people say Los Angeles isn't a great sports town, I've gone to volleyball beach tournaments that get 300,000 people here. The LA Marathon. Folks, we have so many teams and so many things to do and so many distractions. I always say, Miami's not a great sports town. It's a great event town. LA's a great sports town. The Dodgers draw almost 5 million people. And by the way, when you watch a Dodger game, you'll be amazed how few people are drinking beer. They just go to watch the games. Like I remarked about this the other day, you watch a Dodger game, I'm fascinated by it. Nobody's eating. Everybody's watching the games. But when you have so many options and things to do, it does matter how you construct a team. And I said, when LeBron came to town, because the Lakers have always been, Lakers and Dodgers have always, when USC football's big, that feels big, but I think those days are over. It's a Dodger-Laker town. And when the Lakers get a star like Kobe and Shaq, they can shrink everybody else. Everybody else gets very small. So when the Lakers went and got LeBron, I don't think it was a coincidence. The Clippers are like, we got to get Kawhi. And the Dodgers are like, yeah, we're going to get Mookie Betts. You're all competing. There's only so many. There's a lot of suites, and there's only so many you can sell. So I do think there's the LeBron factor in Cleveland. It doesn't really matter because you're going to go to the games. It's Cleveland. It's the winner. The NBA is a winner league. It doesn't matter. Hell, the Lakers share their arena with another team. So, and there's, you know, again, you go in a seven game, you lose 7 to 10 games in Los Angeles, even with the Lakers, you're going to see empty seats. I mean, I'm not even counting Orange County, where the Angels are at. And they got the MVP in Otani, Mike Trout. They got plenty of stars down there, and they've won a World Series, I think, in the last 20 years. So it does matter. When people say LA is a bad sports town, you have to construct it differently here. We have more things to do. You have bad weather. We have Mediterranean weather. And it's also 8,000 restaurants. It's one of the great food cities in North America. The economy is on fire. They're building YouTube and Google and Facebook. They literally, YouTube bought a mall 300 yards from where I sit. A mall. And they're building a huge office. There's a lot of money and a lot of options and things to do. And we got mountains in the state, right out of the state. People go ski. People go hike. And so it's a good time for LA sports, but when I watch the Dodgers, it is like, I think Alex Rodriguez brought up a good point between losing Kike Hernandez and losing Max Muncy and losing Jock Peterson, you know, moving off players, and then Bellinger got hurt. It's just been a hard season. They have earned every win. They have needed every dollar, but it has been, I mean, San Francisco's no fluke. They were good all year, got a lot of good players. The Dodgers, between injuries, players leaving, they are their season on the brink this afternoon. I am here to watch it. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. I got to be honest. I want to see the Dodgers keep winning. They're fun. Hour three, Herd, next.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.